You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
A variety of ways you can reach out to us, Jeremy. What are a couple of them?
Go to mix100.com, click on the Dom and Jeremy link there at the top, and find us on Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
This one came through Facebook, and it's from Danielle. She got our attention with her opening line, which was, "Boys, I'm so angry with my husband right now."
Well, please tell us more.
So we, how do you see that and not continue to read? Danielle writes, "My sister, who I'm really close with, is going to stay with us for about 3 months while her house is finished being built." 3 months. Got that?
Got it.
"It's just her and her cat, and she asked if she could stay down in our basement bedroom. My husband's position is that if it was a week or two, it would be no problem. But if she's staying for months, then she should pay us some kind of rent." He says she'll be using water, utilities, our cable, our Wi-Fi, some of our food, and that it's ridiculous to support her for that long. Danielle writes, "My point is that you never, ever charge family to stay with you. That's what family is for. Please settle this. And thank you. I love your show." 2 exclamation points.
Oh, wow. What's
her
name?
That's Danielle.
Danielle.
So her position is, you don't ever charge family for anything. Danielle's husband is saying,
wait a minute.
A quarter of the year, we're going to be supporting this person?
Does it say why she was there, the sister?
Yeah, she said, but while her house is finished being built.
Oh, house being built.
So she's having a house built, and
so
she and her cat are going to stay in the
this
basement.
3 months could easily turn into 4 or 5 if there's any sort of lumber shortage or issues with that.
It's been known to happen before.
It's been known to happen, so it could be much longer than 3 months. Oh, man. Her hubby has a point, though, doesn't he? She's using all the resources for free, and she's got a cat.
I like that part of it.
Man.
So
this is weird
what would
for
you
me
say?
Because if I was staying at somebody's house, I would just automatically offer up, let me chip in. I'm going to chip in.
That hasn't happened, though.
That hasn't happened. Yeah, so this is hard for me. I would say if it's 3 months, let her stay.
No charge, huh?
No charge if it's just for 3 months.
Well, what is the
Let her
amount?
Mooch. Let her mooch for 3 months.
What's the, how long would it have to be?
4 months.
Why the extra 30 days? What difference does that make?
I think if the 3 month, you're just doing somebody a solid. Hopefully the house is done and she'll be out of there. She would probably do the same thing for them if they were in a pinch. But when you start sneaking up on 4 months... 4, 5, 6 months, you got to start chipping in.
Let me take a position that I generally abhor. I don't like when people use this argument generally, and yet here I am using it. If the sister got kicked out of an apartment because she couldn't afford it, or she was down on her luck, lost her job, blah, blah, blah. You got to have some bank to have a house built for you.
But maybe all the money's tied up into that house being built right now.
Well, it
right?
can't all be tied up.
Maybe it is. She sold her old place and dumped it all on the new build, and now she's like, I got to wait. It's not cheap right
I don't
now.
See that. I don't see somebody who's strapped for cash buying a home. And so, first of all, I will agree with you that the sister should have volunteered.
Absolutely.
But she didn't. She's just like, I'm going to freeload off my sister and her husband.
Who's to say, though, that when this is not all said and done and she moves into her new place, she doesn't come back to Danielle and her husband and give them a fruit basket or something as a thank you,
I got your fruit basket. Listen, let's turn this over to listeners. This is a 5-call says it all,
yeah,
if
what do they
I've
do?
Ever heard one.
What do they do?
2 vote possibilities here. Do you charge her a little bit of rent, even a token amount, or do you just say, no, you don't charge family ever for something like this? Now I got to know, what's your prediction? Not your vote, Jeremy. What's your
prediction
of what our listeners will say?
They'll say, let her stay for 3 months. really, you're not using that much more electricity. You're going to have the same Wi-Fi, whatever. You're paying the same. Maybe more for water and food. I mean, those maybe are the two biggies that they're going to be a little bit more on. Let her stay. That's my prediction.
My prediction is that our listeners are going to say, no, charge her a little bit.
All right. That's weird that we're on opposite sides.
I think a majority of people would feel like she needs to pay something.
Okay.
If it was 2 weeks, 3 weeks, even 4 weeks, fine. You start getting into a quarter of an entire season.
Think of all that special time she gets to spend with her sister, though.
303-691-1MIX. We need to fill up every line right now, so don't wait for somebody else to call. Bottom line, Danielle's sister is having a house built, and for about 3 months, she's going to kind of be without a place to live, so she's going to stay in Danielle's basement bedroom. Danielle's husband's like, well, if it's just a couple of weeks, no problem, but if she's staying here for months, she should pay us some kind of rent, something to help cover, you know, water utilities, food, all that other stuff. And Danielle says, no, you never, ever charge family for anything.
Right. Help each other out. She'll be out in August. It'll be fine.
We need 5 calls, says it all. Let's go right through these. Griselda, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So what do you think? Charge her? Don't charge her?
I say don't charge her.
Why not?
Because she's family. You're helping out somebody that's your blood, your family.
That's right. You're helping them get ahead.
Right away. I mean, time flies.
Okay.
It's 3 months.
What's the amount of time that you would start charging family?
Never.
So if somebody stayed in your basement for 5 years, you would not ask them to chip in anything?
Never.
You're going through a tough time, Dom. We had to stay with my mother-in-law for 2 months or so in between houses at one point, and I don't believe we paid her. We got groceries, you know, every now and then. I would imagine Danielle, or her sister, is going to chip in and not be a mooch.
We don't know that.
She's going to chip in.
We don't know that, though.
Please.
Griselda, thank you for the call. First vote is for don't charge her anything.
It's her sister.
Then there's Denise. Denise, what do you think?
Good morning, boys. I don't think that they should charge her for at least 6 months. I mean, 3 months.
So three is the cutoff. If it goes...
Yeah, three's the cutoff.
3 months, then, 1 day, they're going to want a check.
Yeah, I mean, it's her family, but it's not his family. It's his extended family. So in order to keep them from fighting, they should come to an agreement because that's what the compromise is all about.
It's always easier for the spouse to say something about it, right? Like, because it's not your blood. You got to tell your sister. You tell your sister this, tell your sister that. Well, if it was this guy's brother, would he be saying it, you know?
I know the way brothers are. He probably would charge his brother after 2 days. That's the way brothers are. Denise, thank you. It's already 2-0 with don't charge. Jessica, what's your vote?
Jessica. I say charger.
Do it. Oh, okay. Look at
somebody's
Jess.
On my side.
Jess
here.
Wants some money.
How come?
Because like they said, they're going to be using water and gas and food and all of that. I mean, I did it to my brother-in-law.
How long did he
giggled at the end of that? Like, charged him is what you're saying.
How long was he with you?
About a year.
Well, see, but, after
a
year.
I didn't give it any time either. He stayed with us for a month, and I was like, so these are the rules, and you're going to help chip in, and if not, you can go find somewhere else.
There you go. And he didn't have any problem with that, did he?
No, he didn't, because if he was going to go rent like a hotel or an Airbnb, it's going to be more than chipping in.
Right.
True. That's a good point. Great point.
Jessica, thank you very much for that call. We appreciate you being on the show. Steven, good morning. Welcome.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
having a good morning, Steven. Are we charging the mooching sister or not?
I would say yes.
Look at that. It's tied up 2-2.
Yep.
How come, Steven?
Yeah. Well, because family gets real easy at becoming real complacent. And, you know, if they feel like they're staying there for free, they might feel like they want to stay there for longer. If you're charging them something, they might be quicker to get out of the place.
I see what you're saying, Steven. You're saying an incentive to get out.
It's pretty good.
Steven, thank you for that call. Jeremy, we do five calls, says it all.
Yeah.
It's 2-2.
Uh-oh.
We got one more call. It's going to be Dan. Dan, you have a lot of pressure on you to break this tie. What are you voting?
I think that we're even debating this. It's pretty sad. When people need help, you just help them. Absolutely not. I wouldn't charge them.
Dan, you're a good human.
Now, wait.
You are a good, good human. Dom, wait, give him $100.
Wait just a cotton-picking minute.
He's helping people out.
His sister-in-law is building a new home. Do we know what that costs? It costs like...
It could be a small house.
It could probably be close to seven figures. She doesn't need a handout. It's just the courteous thing to do is to chip in when you stay with someone for 3 months. She's not hurting.
If she's going to chip in, I would accept it. But using my utilities for 3 months, if that's going to bankrupt me, I'm in trouble anyway.
Oh, that's a good point,
that's a fair point.
She is essentially homeless, though, for 3 months. She has nowhere to stay, so you are helping her out.
If you go price out an Airbnb
for 3 months. Yeah, but whether she's spending $1 million on a house, she still has nowhere to stay. You're doing her a solid. Your blood.
You can still help her out.
You can still help her out.
Dan, I'm glad you called. Thank you for being on the show.
It's what your parents would have wanted.
And look at that. Jeremy, you were right.
Oh, look at this.
By a vote of 3-2.
Whoa, I am not used to this.
Dom and Jeremy, listeners, said you cannot charge the mooching sister.
Thank you to all the kind-hearted people that called in today. Gold star for all of you.
We appreciate you. Thanks for being on the show.